Joe Biden's deputies to enable abortions for migrants raped on way to Texas. By Neil Monroe on July 13, 2022. President Joe Biden's border officials have decided they will transport detained migrants who want abortions to U.S. states that allow abortions, according to the Wall Street Journal. Why are these, detained, women pregnant in the first place? Asked Rosemary Jenks, the policy director for Numbers USA. If they want abortions, they could have been impregnated on their way here. Probably by members of the cartels, that is probably a significant portion of the cases, she told Breitbart News. The Wall Street Journal reported on July 12 on the policy adopted by the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, and the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agency. The memo is from U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Acting Director Tae Johnson and is addressed to Corey Price, head of the agency's enforcement division. This memorandum serves as a reminder of existing ICE policies and standards requiring that pregnant individuals detained in ICE immigration custody have access to full reproductive health care, the memo states. This is also a reminder that, pursuant to existing ICE policy, it may be necessary to transfer a detained pregnant individual within an area of responsibility, AOR, or to another AOR, when appropriate and practicable, in order to ensure such access. Biden's agency has opened the nation's doors and the U.S. job market to more than 1 million economic migrants since January 2021. Many of the migrants are killed or raped while trying to reach Biden's welcome. The Wall Street Journal article does not mention if the agency will help get abortions for some of the roughly 50,000 girls that it expects to deliver in 2022 to illegal migrant relatives and employers throughout the United States. The girls are being delivered to Biden's border agents by for-profit coyotes, often after their parents provide the girls with contraceptive pills. In 2021, Biden's deputies, led by DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, cited a 2008 law to justify his policy of relaying roughly 100,000 young migrants, including about 30,000 girls and many job-seeking adults, to the coyotes fee-paying customers. The new memo talks about future abortions for each pregnant individual, but does mention not women or girls. However, a July 5 report by Reuters said Biden's deputies are already delivering raped migrant children to abortion clinics. For the past 9 months, U.S. health officials have been flying or driving unaccompanied alien minors from Texas shelters to other states for abortions. The moral issue raised by the federal encouragement of cartel-controlled child migration, and then by the government delivery of the predictably raped children to abortion clinics, was waved away by Reuters with a quote from the pro-abortion ACLU. Time is really of the essence when someone needs access to abortion, said Brigitte Amiri, a director at the ACLU's Abortion Advocacy Unit. In sharp contrast, President Donald Trump's deputies sought to reduce the rape and abortion rates among illegal migrants, the Wall Street Journal noted. Abortion has previously been a fraught issue in federal immigration custody. In 2018, under the Trump administration, officials pressured pregnant teenagers living in federal immigration shelters for unaccompanied immigrant children not to have abortions, a policy that sparked a highly publicized legal battle. The abortion news comes 2 weeks after 53 illegal migrants were killed in a single truck disaster near San Antonio, Texas. That story has fallen out of establishment media outlets a whole lot more quickly than any of the gang shootings that killed far fewer people, Jenks said. Among the dead were 6 children, including 2 cousins, 13 and 14 years old, BuzzFeed News reported on July 8, adding. Ruben Figueroa, an immigrant rights activist who helps coordinate searches for those who go missing on their journey, said the 2 cousins were smuggled from their country of origin to the U.S. in order to work there. This isn't an issue that should be dealt with from a border security perspective, Figueroa said, but rather a problem that countries of origin plagued by poverty, corruption, and violence must confront in order to avoid a tragedy like this. What the tragedy in San Antonio, Texas, reveals is something alarming, Figueroa said. It's something society and politicians need to know. That boys and girls are being trafficked, emphasis added, from Central America to the U.S. in order to work in the country. Biden's border with Mexico is the deadliest land crossing in the world, according to a United Nations group, the International Organization for Migration. More than 1,238 lives have been lost during migration in the North, Central and South Americas in 2021. Among them at least 51 children, said the group's July 1 report. The harm caused by the Biden welcome policy is quietly recognized by the left-wing groups who favor migration. Many of the progressive-run groups want taxpayer funding to provide safer migration routes for economic migrants seeking Americans' jobs. So far, the Biden administration is doing little or nothing to prevent the rape of the migrants, said Jenks. But they are asking Americans to bury the evidence of the rapes, she noted. It is American taxpayers cleaning up the mess, which is pretty offensive, especially because the federal government is not supposed to be paying for abortions, because of the Hyde Amendment, she said. Biden's officials expect that no one in the media is going to ask why are these women pregnant in the first place, or what about their policies have caused this, said Jenks. Extraction migration. Since at least 1990, the D.C. establishment has extracted tens of millions of legal and illegal migrants and temporary visa workers from poor countries to serve as workers, consumers, and renters for various U.S. investors and CEOs. This federal economic policy of extraction migration has skewed the free market in the United States by inflating the labor supply for the benefit of employers. The inflationary policy makes it difficult for ordinary Americans to get married, advance in their careers, raise families, or buy homes. Extraction migration has also slowed innovation and shrunk Americans' productivity, partly because it allows employers to boost stock prices by using cheap stoop labor instead of productivity-boosting technology. Migration undermines employees' workplace rights, and it widens the regional wealth gaps between the Democrats' big coastal states and the Republicans' heartland and southern states. The flood of cheap labor tilts the economy towards low-productivity jobs and has shoved at least 10 million American men out of the labor force. An economy built on extraction migration also drains Americans' political clout over elites, alienates young people, and radicalizes Americans' democratic civic culture because it allows wealthy elites to ignore despairing Americans at the bottom of society. The economic policy is backed by progressives who wish to transform the U.S. from a society governed by European-origin civic culture into a progressive-directed empire of competitive, resentful identity groups. We're trying to become the first multiracial, multiethnic superpower in the world, Representative Rohit Khanna, DCA, told the New York Times in March 2022. It will be an extraordinary achievement, we will ultimately triumph, he boasted. The progressives' colonialism-like economic strategy kills many migrants. It exploits poor foreigners and splits foreign families as it extracts human resource wealth from poor home countries to serve wealthy U.S. investors. This migration policy also minimizes shareholder pressure on U.S. companies to build up beneficial and complementary trade with people in poor countries. Business-backed migration advocates hide this extraction migration economic policy behind a wide variety of noble-sounding explanations and theatrical border security programs. For example, progressives claim that the U.S. is a nation of immigrants, that migration is good for migrants, and that the state must renew itself by replacing populations. The polls show the public wants to welcome some immigration, but they also show deep and broad public opposition to labor migration and the inflow of temporary contract workers into jobs sought by young U.S. graduates. The opposition is growing, anti-establishment, multiracial, cross-sex, non-racist, class-based, bipartisan, rational, persistent, and recognizes the solidarity that Americans owe to one another.